Welcome to the Stitch Sisters Podcast.
I'm Val.
And I'm Katie.
Thank you for tuning in.
This is episode 27. I hate burpees.
Fueled by the thought of fall. Welcome back, you beautiful people.
Hello, lovelies.
Hope everyone has had a good August, as now it is the end of August.
Yes, and good riddance. Yeah. No, it's been busy at work.
It's been hot, too.
And hot.
Oh, wow. We had a little bit of a heat wave at the near end of August, and it's just been like, yeah.
I don't want to move. Mm-hmm. I want to pull a pusheen and just be too lazy, can't move.
Yeah.
Because it's that hot.
I know. Same here. It's just, I think one day I just laid in the bedroom all day under the air conditioning.
Oh,
I was just like,
oh, heaven.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank everyone for coming back and listening. Thanks for your patience with all the busyness.
Yes, thank you for sticking with us, even though we haven't been doing two episodes per month. And hopefully by September, we'll be back on track and doing two episodes a month once again, because it's a lot of fun, and we do like doing it. So,
and we wanted to say a big congratulations, too, to Jasmine from the Knit More Girls podcast.
Uh-huh.
She had her little boy.
Oh, did she? I saw her one tweet recently that, you know, having a little boy, she wants to do is knit old man sweaters.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was the cutest thing.
Tin Can Knits has their Gramps cardigan.
Oh.
And it's so cute. And it's like a little old man cardigan for a little wee boy, you know?
Aww. Yes, well, congratulations, Jasmine. Yes. And to her mother as well.
Yeah.
For another grandbaby.
Mm-hmm. Aw. She's been posting pictures of a little boy in Genevieve.
Oh, she has? Mother.
She named her little boy Rex.
Rex, the king.
The Rex Tiberius.
Oh, nice.
You went with Tiberius. Good call. Good call. She calls him T-Rex.
Oh, my God. That is the cutest darn thing.
Rawr.
Wow.
Super cute.
That is super cute.
Very good, Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for going with Tiberius.
Yes,
too.
That was... I like Rex. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And let's hope he likes dinosaurs as he gets older. Because, I mean, how perfect would that be?
Yeah, to become like a paleontologist or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A new little guy with a whole new future ahead of him.
Cutie pie.
Mm-hmm.
So, on to events.
Yes, we've got some events.
Yeah, well, the first one coming up is Fan Expo.
Yes.
And there was an announcement that made Val cry.
I know. It's so, like, I can't go.
Yeah.
I want to go, but I wouldn't even want to go because it's going to be a madhouse, people. It's going to be a zoo.
It's going to be cray-cray.
It is.
But there was a new guest announced, and it's Mads Mikkelsen. And there's a dual photo op with both him and Gillian Anderson,
like,
together.
Just kill me now.
Just really?
I mean,
so, yeah. For those of you who don't really recognize the name, he's Hannibal.
He's Hannibal on television. He's
Le Chief
from
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, the first James Bond that had Daniel Craig in it.
Yeah.
And he has been in so many movies.
Yes, tons
of movies. And he's just so lovely. I mean, he isn't, like, good-looking in the, wow, that's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
But he's just got that thing about him that is just, wow. I like you.
Yeah. I like you.
Yeah. Well, so anyways, and he's been doing such a good job playing Hannibal.
I know.
So.
And I know M's going.
Yes,
and
our friend M.
Yeah, she was working on her cosplay. costume.
Yes, too. I saw her little horns.
Yeah, her little canary horns.
Yes.
Cute.
I love that she's doing a Dragon Age cosplay, because that's just really cool.
It's going to be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
We need lots and lots of pictures.
Yes, and we're going to have to get Em back on our podcast.
Yeah, maybe next month, and she can give us the lowdown.
Yeah, exactly. Do a trifecta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when is your event?
The Hamilton Comic Con.
Yes.
That is October 3rd to 4th at the Hamilton Comic Con Center. No.
Yeah.
The Hamilton Convention Center in Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah.
And there is a new interesting addition to that, Laurie Holden, who played Andrea Harrison on The Walking Dead.
Oh.
The woman you love to hate is going to be on. So that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I saw they had Data from Goonies.
Yes.
On there, too. I'm like, oh, it's Data!
Yes, and
I would totally have him sign his picture. Slick shoes!
Slick shoes! Yeah. I imagine he probably gets,
a lot.
You know, or pinchers of power!
Pinchers of power! I've been saved by my pinchers of power!
I watched that movie the other day, actually, because it was on. And I was just like, wow,
Goonies.
My childhood.
Exactly. It's Goonies.
Uh-huh.
Not until you do the truffle shuffle.
Oh, come on.
Do it. Come on. Do it. And we're going a little bit out of order, but after Fan Expo, we've got September 12th is the KW Knitters Fair. And I'm going!
Yes, you're going!
Yay, I get to go. Last time, I got to practice with the other Agents of Sheep, because we're going back to the Royal Winter Fair this year to compete in the Sheep to Shawl tournament.
It's going to be epic, people!
Epic, epic, fear the Agents of Sheep. Anyway, our team leader, Michelle, she's going to go up, and she's like, I have room for, like, four other people. And we're like, me, take me.
Now you have three rooms.
Yeah. And then I emailed Em, and now you have two.
Yeah, you have two. Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, Em is going to come with us. So it'll be a nice little group that we have going. It's going to be fun. And that's on September 12th at the Kitchener Odd in Kitchener, Ontario.
It's going to be awesome.
I know. I'm. And while I'm mentioning it.
Yes, while you're mentioning it, mention it now.
Yes, mention it now. I have a D-stash going on my Ravelry page, and my Ravelry name is Nitty Van Cat, and that's K with a cat.
K with a cat.
Cat with a K. So KNITTYVANKAT. And that's on Ravelry. So you can go to my stash page and check out the will, sell, or trade. There's a few things up there. And one's already been sold.
Yes. And I'm sad.
Yeah.
You brat.
So that's up there for two reasons. One is for the KW Knitters Fair, and mm-hmm. the other is... I'll get to that later.
Okay.
I'll get to that later, because it's in my... what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, check out my little D-stash if you like something. Everything's in Canadian funds. All my yarn is stored in airtight containers with cedar balls, so... all your stuff is going to smell like cedar if you buy it from me.
Yeah, she takes very good care of her yarn. I can attest to that.
I do. I love my yarn. Mm-hmm. I'm a wool pig. and that's why there's so few skeins on there.
She just won't give them up.
My precious.
They're precious.
So, check it out.
There's actually some really
help
cool
me
skeins.
Out. There is. There was Desert Vista Dyeworks on there.
Yeah.
There's a couple Knitpick skeins. There's a Tannis Fiber Arts. There's Misty Alpaca Lace. There's a Madeline Tosh Merino Light in a really pretty color.
There's Barocco Vintage.
Yeah, Barocco Vintage.
Yeah. So, check them out, people. Help Katie become more of a yarn pig.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for that. So, just check that out. And then, of course, the Royal Winter Fair is happening from November 1st to the 15th in Toronto, Ontario at Exhibition Place. And Agents of Sheep will be at the Sheep to Shawl competition on November the 15th, and that's a Sunday. And I myself am going to sign up for the Drop Spindle competition.
Which is awesome. Yeah. I think it happens, I'm glad that you are.
It happens immediately after the Sheep to Shawl. So I don't know how tired I'm going to be, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
She's a good drop spindler, people.
I am. Watch it. Watch it. Here I come.
Yes, here she comes.
Oh, so that was events for Cal's. Well, Stash Dash finished.
Yes, it did. And how did you do?
I did pretty well. I didn't meet the 3K goal that I was going for, because this year they had 3K, 5K, and 10K. Mm-hmm. But I did break the 2K wall. So that's double what I accomplished last year, so I call that a personal win.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So that we hope everybody had fun during Stash Dash and you met your goals. Mm-hmm. Next year, maybe I'll meet that 3K. Maybe it takes a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, you know, considering that you've been working full time, you've got the kid, you know, it's, I think you did pretty good.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And since you guys are hearing this on the 31st, or the 1st, depending on how we do,
the 31st, Val hopes, because, yes, you know, she's been a bit of a pain in the butt getting stuff done, but hopefully
she'll be fine. Life happens.
It's bad, Val, no donuts.
No. Life happens, mm-hmm. Everyone understands. So we've got two Cals ending on the 31st. First, the Geeky Girls Knit Summertime and the Living is Easy, Cal, is ending today at midnight, so get your last minute entries in. So it's anything you knit, crochet, spin, having to do with summer. If you can't think of anything, you knit it in the summertime. But you have to be a member of their group to win, and you have to tune in and watch their podcast because it's awesome. And second of all, you have to claim your prize within 30 days or else you forfeit.
You don't want to forfeit.
Don't forfeit.
No, don't forfeit.
No, watch it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And then the second Cal that's ending on the 31st is the Around Your Neck Cal with the Suburban Stitcher podcast. Again, you have to be a member of her group to win. And it's anything that goes around your neck. So scarf, shawl, shawlette, cowl,
Homer Simpson's hands. No, I'm kidding.
No. So all you need to do is enter that in, and you get extra points. I believe it's for every 250 yards you use, you get a point.
Cool.
And it's cumulative. Mm-hmm. And then if you use supplies from her suppliers, like from her people who donated prizes, then you get extra points. So, get your entries in. I still have to put my entry up. Today's the 23rd, so I've got, like, maybe a week to do that.
Cool.
So, I will put that up. And then, we have a Cal that's starting. It's a Cal slash contest with Desert Vista Dye Works, and you have to be a member of her group to win. And what you do, because Fear the Walking Dead is happening tonight.
Yes!
It starts tonight, and...
I cannot wait!
The next season of The Walking Dead is starting soon, too, isn't it?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? That's okay.
I've just been like, Fear the Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm sure it's probably going to be starting after Fear the Walking Dead finishes its run.
So it can be for both Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead. What you do is you cast on anything using one of her Zombuddy colorways, or if they kill colorways, you start it when the series starts, and you finish it by the end of that season. So, like, if I were to cast on my Zombuddy Loves You, mm-hmm. like, tonight, during Fear of the Walking Dead, and cast off a pair of socks by the end of the season, then I can enter the contest. So, be sure to check out the Desert Vista Dye Works group on Ravelry for more information. And there is a hashtag called Cast on the Dead.
Awesome. I'm going to have to get some of their yarn.
It's addictive. She's got some really nice If They Kill colorways and Zombuddy colorways. I have two Zombuddy colorways.
Yes, I know.
I have the Zombuddy Loves You and Solid Chocolate Zombunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Yum.
So, whips. What are you working on, hon?
I am currently working on a dishcloth.
Yay!
Surprise, surprise. It's just
your
easy triangle. Yeah, just your basic easy triangle dishcloth.
Dishcloth.
In blues. I can't remember if it's denim blues or I threw the label away. I'm awful. I throw the labels away on my yarn way too often. And you lose yours.
I stick mine in a project bag and then to move the project around. And then later on, I'm like, oh, there's that label.
there's that label, yeah.
There's that label.
But it's just, you know, your basic triangle to square dishcloth. And I just trying to get my dishcloths all done up for Christmas.
Yeah, I need to do that, too.
It's the end of August, so it's around the corner, people.
You've got a little bit of time.
I've got a little bit of time, yeah. And then I'm also still working on my rainbow afghan, which I haven't picked up in a little bit because I've been working on my easy triangle shawl.
Yeah.
Which I'll talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, those are my whips right now that I'm currently working on.
Oops. I've got a few.
Yes, you do.
Right now, in my hands, I am working on a baby blanket for our new neighbors.
And it's so pretty.
They're having a little girl in September, and I was at the Walmarts. And I just picked up this giant ball of Bernat Baby Sport. And I cast on the rainbow shells throw from Crochet Boutique, which is a book that both Val and I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it calls for, like, chunky yarn. So I just went with the hook recommended on the ball band.
Yeah.
And when I cast on the recommended stitches, I added 10 because it looked a little bit narrow to me.
Yeah.
And then I just kept going. So that's what I'm working on.
It's so cute.
I think maybe it's a third done.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a baby, so you don't really have to do
a huge one. But I wanted to do something cute like that because they're really nice people. And we've actually been talking with them, like, every night because we seem to go outside right when they're walking their dog. So...
Well, it's good to know your neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm working on that. And I'm also working on my second toasted almond sock. And that's Red Heart and Soul sock yarn in the toasted almond colorway. And that's my Poor Girls If They Kill Carol colorway.
It's a good dupe.
I saw it. It is a very good dupe. I'm like, that kind of reminds me of that. And, yeah, although I would love to have the Desert Vista Dye Works If They Kill Carol.
Oh, yeah.
But this was a cheap alternative.
Yeah, and it's like a awesome fall sock, like
it is.
Fall winter sock.
It is. I'm gonna have to finish it off before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So I can wear them. And then I'm doing some spinning whips too.
Yes, you are.
I have some. I've been spinning off and on my Rolex from the Woolly Witch in the Hand of the King that was gifted to me by Gingy North. And they're coming along nicely.
Mm-hmm. I just absolutely love the burgundy purple that just shines through
yeah.
whenever you catch it in the light.
I finished, each ounce has 4 Rolex in it. And I'm almost done the 3rd Rolex in the 1st ounce. So, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Awesome.
It's a little bit slow. Like, every time I think, oh, the little boy's going to play on the floor for a while. And I pick up my spindle. I spin, like, maybe one length. And he's like, what doing, Mama? I'm like, oh, boy. Put it away. I'm putting my spinning away, honey. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I was doing that, and then, like I said, our team, Agents of Sheep, got together for a little spin-in practice
yeah.
session and super secret strategy.
They're bringing their A game, people.
We're bringing the A game. We're bringing the big guns. So I have a nice bag of sheepy lanoliny locks that Carrie gave me to practice at home, because none of us really we all just kind of got together to escape the men folk.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate lots of yummy things and spun whatever we wanted to, because we plan on getting together a couple more times before the Royal this year. So I started on the second half of my braid of Polworth from 2F by Hand, and it was in the color Moon Pie. And I have one little section of the braid left, and you know, I wanted to finish it off at Carrie's,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to be that one person who stayed too long.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, she won't leave.
Yeah, so, you don't want to be that person.
No. Even though Carrie said, stay as long as you want and everything, I left when everyone else did, so.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that to her and have her have, like, a permanent Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I was already lusting after her bathtub.
Oh, really?
I felt kind of like, what's his face in Run, Fat Boy, Run?
Run, yes. Would you mind if I take your tub?
You think it would be weird if I took a bath?
And he takes one anyways.
Yeah, it'd be weird. And he takes one anyways. That's probably what would have happened. So thank you, Carrie. But yeah, so my bobbin is almost full. And then
I just love the one comment that I can't remember who it was on your Instagram, that like a unicorn exploded on your lap or something.
That was my coworker.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
It's like, you killed a unicorn. No, I didn't. But it's pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It is very pretty. So once that bobbin is done, I'm going to switch my flyers and put the jumbo flyer on and then ply it all into one skein. And I'm thinking the Moon Pie might either become a hat or a really awesome easy cowl.
I don't know. I think the easy cowl would be kind of really pretty.
Yeah.
But a hat would be pretty, too. But
yeah.
I'm just like,
A little bit.
Something to show off the color a lot
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
So
that's what I've been spinning.
Yeah.
And, next time I'll be spinning some natural stuff with some natural Canadian wool with the lanolin in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheepy smell.
Yeah.
Bah.
And you can, like, you know, wave your hands in front of your father.
Oh, my dad hated that smell. I spun up some stuff. I hear Dad smell it. He's like, no, blah, blah. I'm like, it's just sheep smell.
It's just sheepy.
It's sheepy. He's like, blah. Like, okay, whatever.
Your father's funny.
But yeah, that's what I'll be spinning up next. But after the Royal, I'm going to dig out a braid from Spun Right Round that I have in my stash.
Awesome.
And do that. So, for foes and hoes, do you have any foes or hoes?
I have a foe.
You have a foe!
I do! Everyone, party!
It's gorgeous, too. I love it.
Okay, everyone knows that I have been working on this easy triangle shawl forever, a year. Yeah. And I've had the yarn forever, maybe 3-4 years. So I finally decided to make a shawl. The Easy Triangle Shawl, which is through Lion Brand Yarns, the pattern. And it's easy to find online. It's easy to get. You just have to sign up for, to access it. The newsletters to access it. And it is so witchy. I am loving it.
It's big and fringy and gorgeous.
I had these yarn hair falls that I took apart and used the yarn parts of the hair falls for the fringe. And it's all this lumpy bumpy arty yarn, all in black. And the shawl is all in black. And it's so big. It's so comfy. I'm going to love it in winter and fall. I'm going to have to get my husband to take a proper picture of me wearing it.
Yes.
Just so you can see the length and all the fringe. I'm really proud of this thing.
You should be. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. I'm just so happy that it's, A, that it's done.
Yeah.
And B, the way that it turned out. I really kind of want to make another one, but I don't know what color I would do it in. But it's, it's one of those patterns, crochet patterns, where once you do the basic, you can just keep going and going and going to make it as big as you want it to be. And then once you're done, the only reason why I was done is because I actually ran out of yarn. So.
No, it looks like the perfect size.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like too big. It's overpowering. It's perfect. It's mm-hmm. a perfect size.
So that's my faux, yay! My easy triangle shawl.
I have a faux too.
Yes, you do.
I finished the spring stripe socks.
Yay!
And there's a picture up on my Ravelry project page and in my Instagram. They were done a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
So, yay.
I'm glad you got those done.
I have another pair of socks for Operation Sock Drawer.
Yeah.
So, that's good. So, on to our needs and wants.
What do you need, dear?
I need to keep going on my fitness pal.
Yes.
Yeah, Val, I wanted to get in shape and maybe lose a few pounds. Because I was getting kind of big. For my size, anyway. For my frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel good.
So, no, that's the major thing. Yeah. You weren't feeling the best.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good like this.
Yeah.
So Val got me going on myfitnesspal.com, and they have an app. And I've linked it to a pedometer on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can track all your food and put in your weight goals, and it tells you how much you need to eat for the day. And you can even, like, if your food has a barcode, like, say you're having a pouch of Goldfish crackers,
mm-hmm.
you can use your phone to scan in the barcode
yep.
and add it to your snacks for the day. So that's
and their database
cool.
for their food
is nuts.
Is huge. It's like so you big. Can find anything.
Yeah, I was looking up how much. I'm like, what if I had 2 Timbits today?
Mm-hmm.
So, and Timbits are little like tiny donuts from Tim Hortons.
Yeah, donut holes.
Yeah, little donut holes. So I'm like, oh, well, that's not entirely bad. So you learn a lot.
You do. You learn a lot about portion size, like especially yeah. when it comes to like cold cereal which I love, but unfortunately a lot of brands of cold cereal are high in calories for like a third of a cup.
Sugar, too.
It's sugar and salts and all sorts of things. So, like, so yeah, you just have to, you learn about your portion size. Like I said, you learn about, you know, how much calories and fiber and protein and all that sort of thing.
I've lost 2 pounds that I know of.
Yeah.
So.
And I've lost 10.
Yay!
Which I still seem to be plateauing for some reason. Well, I know why, because the past couple of weeks have been just crazy.
Too hot
busy.
To do anything.
Too hot to do anything. I haven't been exercising or anything like that, but September is going to be totally different because my energy levels just seem to soar in the fall.
Yeah, and it'll be nice and cool. You can go for walks. You've got a path, like, across the street.
Yes.
So you can go on the path.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been walking for work, and I've been going on walks with my little guy, and I'll get into something else I've been doing in a couple minutes, because that's what I learned. But what do you need, honey?
I need to get my blood work done because I am so tired lately. Oh. And I have a feeling my thyroid is off once again.
Oh,
it's one of those things, if you have an underactive thyroid like myself, or even if you have an overactive thyroid like other people, your levels can go all wonk, like, so easily. Even if you're taking a daily pill, which I do. And so sometimes you need it adjusted. And I have a feeling that's probably what I need to have, is have it adjusted again, because it's just been so crazy with the sleeping schedule that I'm on and trying to get up in the morning. Like, I have a doctor's appointment on Monday, which will have passed by the time this airs. And it's at 10:20 in the morning, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to have to get up early, which I know for most people is like, yeah, I get up, I have to go to work for 9, and I'm like, I'm usually still sleeping, which sounds luxurious, and I guess it is, but still, it's just, my sleep schedule is just totally, totally crazy.
And plus the fact that you've been watching after your little nephews every now and again, and watching after 2 nephews is no easy task.
No, especially if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not used to taking care of small children every single day. Like, you know, because I don't have kids. You know, if you have kids and you're used to looking after them, I mean,
You acclimate.
Yeah. I don't get a chance to acclimate. So yeah, that's what I need to do. What do you want?
What I want. Okay, so you know all those really awesome, pretty coloring books?
Yes.
For adults? Well, on November the 5th, and you can pre-book on Amazon.uk, Sherlock the Mind Palace coloring book.
That is going to be so awesome.
I want it. I want it so bad. Like, if we get any type of money for our anniversary, yeah, I'm going to pre-order it because I want it.
This is going to be, like, epic.
It looks so good. I want it. And, you know, it might even work out that I could buy 3 or 4 because they would make awesome Christmas presents.
Exactly.
Awesome Christmas presents. And it works out to, like, it's in, I think, euros.
Yeah.
But it works out to, like, 19-something Canadian.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And if I order 3 or 4, maybe I might get free shipping from the UK. So we'll see. We'll see who gets something nice for Christmas.
Well, at least you know one person who wouldn't mind.
Me.
Yeah. No, other than yourself.
Oh, you. Okay, yeah. No, I'm kidding. Of course I thought about you.
Oh, dear.
I'm horrible. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm not self-absorbed, right?
Teasing you.
Me.
Me.
What do you want?
That
coloring book.
That coloring book.
Yeah.
I actually, and it's kind of funny, but I've been kind of toying with the idea of getting a septum piercing. And I've got, like, a little ring that has been just kind of toying with it. It's, like, a fake...
It's been a while since you've got a piercing.
It has been, and I've got the itch for a new piercing. It's either that or something like a new ear piercing, like cartilage or something like that. Yeah. But I'm just like, I want to get something done. Mm-hmm. I want to get something new. And, you know, so that's kind of out there, but... I am a piercing junkie. Like, I had an eyebrow piercing, but it didn't work out so well because for whatever reason, it didn't want to heal properly, and I had it for about a year and a half. Finally, I just took it out. I was like, you know what? You're not going to work. You're just not going to heal. So, and I'm not one of those people that piercing heals really quickly. Like, some people, like our friend Trish, who lives in the UK now, she can get any kind of piercing and it'll just heal up like beautifully. And I'm like, I hate you. Because for me, the aftercare is so important because my immune system just tends to not like, you know, metal through skin. Although I've had my nose for about 5 years now, 5 or 6 years now. It's been that long. Holy smokers.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, that's what I've been kind of toying with the idea, but I have to make sure I really want it because it's going to be like $50 to get it done.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a lot of money. So yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Okay. I neglected to mention this on last month's podcast, but what I want to do is I want to go and see the Sherlock Christmas special coming out in December this year at the theater.
Really?
They announced they're going to be showing it in cinemas.
Ooh, and I wonder through which. Like Cineplex, maybe?
No. Yeah. I'm thinking we have a Landmark Cinemas at the Penn Center in our city. That was the only theater that was showing the Doctor Who 50th anniversary special.
Oh,
at the theater. Karen from Knit One Geek 2 went to see it. And that was in 3D. So I'm thinking Landmark might have the Sherlock Christmas special playing.
Oh, we're going. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going with you. I'm totally going with you.
Stacey's like, no, we're going.
Yeah. Because
we're all going.
It's Sherlock.
It's Sherlock. It's Victorian Sherlock.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be so awesome.
Just thinking about it, I'm like getting all excited and...
Giddy
and geeky and nerdy and fangirly and... Oh, yay! Yes. Merry Christmas!
Yes.
If I get to see it, it'll be Merry Christmas to me.
I know. Benedict and Victorian clothing. Oh,
well, there's already a little wee trailer.
Yes, there is.
And I've seen pictures of Louise Brealey.
Oh, have you?
In her little Victorian garb. She looks so cute. And she's got this huge braid wrapped around her head.
Oh, nice.
Like, oh my gosh.
They must have had a blast filming
I'm freaking out. I want to see it so bad. I want more pictures. I want more trailers. I want more everything. I want to go.
Yeah.
Now. Can we go now?
Can we go now?
No.
Can we go?
And what do you want to do?
I want to organize my closet. I've been buying hangers because I ran out of hangers. And what I want to do is I want to take the clothing that I don't wear right now, like a lot of work clothes and whatnot and so forth that I have that I'm not wearing right now because I'm not working, obviously, and just put them on the shelf. I might even get a tote and put them in a tote.
Yeah.
And, you know, put like a sliver of Karma soap in with it.
Yeah.
And put it on the high shelf because right now my high shelf has got like all sorts of clothing that's been folded and it's just kind of like in a big mishmash folded pile, and I want to take some of those down, like my t-shirts and everything, and just hang them up, and so I can
get at them
properly, because I wear my t-shirts every day, and some of my camisoles and tank tops and all that kind of stuff. And I really need to organize my closet. I want to do that, because it'll make my life easier.
Well, I organized my stash.
Yeah.
While I was on the phone with you.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Katie, you're organizing your stash and you're talking to me at the same time, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to dive into this pile of yarn.
Yeah. It was funny. And what have you learned?
I learned how to box a little bit.
Yes, you did.
Yes, this past week, this past Monday. Yeah, the hottest day of the year. Hottest day of the year on a Monday after work. I went to a local place in our city called Fight Fit. And I had a one-on-one session just to try it out. And it's all boxing-based. It's a boxing-based workout. And, yeah, it's fun.
You had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of fun. I was so sore. I was so sore the next day.
No.
By Thursday, I felt okay again. You know? I didn't groan when I picked up my son, you know?
Oh, that's good.
But, no, the the night of and the next day, I was like, remember that episode of Friends where Chandler worked out and he reached for his coffee and he went, ow, 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 brings it to his lips, ow, 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 ow,
yep.
Takes a sip, ow, 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 and puts it back down again. That was me.
Yeah.
That was me, but it was so much fun. I actually did a little bit of creative accounting.
Gotta love that creative
accounting. And I bought two more sessions. Now, they are They're a little bit pricey for what they are, but I only plan on going maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can swing, and, you know, the rest of the time I can just walk or do some of the exercises that he had me doing, like, after I finished boxing.
Yeah, that was funny.
Like, now that your arms are jello, here, catch this 9-pound ball and throw it to me. I'm like, what?
And just catching the ball, thud.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm dead. And then after that, he's like, okay, do some planks. I'm like, what?
What? Plank? What's a plank? I know what a plank is, but yeah.
No, I was like, what's a plank? Oh. He's like, okay, do this. I'm like, oh.
Are you kidding? It's hard.
And he said, oh, you hate me doing it. I'm like, little bit.
Little bit. He sounds awesome, though.
He's a really nice guy, and he has you punching at him and everything. And
I love a man who has me punch him.
Yeah. And he goes, you know, there's someone in your life. I know it's probably a guy. Pretend my hand, this pad here, is him, and just let loose. And apparently I have a good right.
Yeah, watch out, everyone. So, she's got a good right hook.
I have a good right. No, not the hook.
No.
Just a right.
Oh, just cross. A right. Right cross, And that comes from your...
I gotta work on my hooks, but... what was he saying? He asked me beforehand if I had ever done any boxing. I said, not really. And I said... mostly karate when I was younger, and when I was punching, I was, like, twisting my elbow and going, like, I wish this was kind of a video podcast right now, because I'm, like...
Careful.
...twisting my elbow.
Don't pop me. And he's, that's like, a wicked ring you got on.
And he goes, ow, the ring! And
yeah.
I was twisting when I was punching. He's like, no, that's the karate. No karate here. And he goes, punch. And I'm like, okay. So I did. Yeah, I got to hit things. It was so much fun.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll be going back.
That's awesome.
It was pretty intense. I was sweating bullets, and I learned that drinking from a water bottle with boxing gloves on is both entertaining to watch and pretty hard to do.
And pretty hard, yeah.
Just imagine wearing, like, 5 layers of oven mitts and going like this.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, pressing the water bottle in between the boxing mitts and pulling it up to drink out of it. It's pretty funny. But
yeah,
I posted a picture on my Instagram before I went into my session. I wasn't going to post an after because you would have just seen a sweaty, bedraggled mess. But
yeah, but the after shows that you really worked your butt off. So,
ugh. I don't even think I could have lifted my phone after that.
Aww.
That's pretty bad.
Katie, have you got me on speaker? I can't move.
Help! No, really. In all honesty, it was a lot of fun. And
I'm going
back, so.
And that's really awesome.
Yeah.
That, you know, you felt good afterwards. And
yeah.
And that you had fun, too. It sounds like you had a lot of fun. Because exercise is supposed to be fun, in my opinion. I mean, if you're not having fun while you're exercising, you're not going to keep doing it.
Well, he had some 80s music playing, because the guy before really liked to listen to music while he worked out. And while I'm mentioning it, the gentleman who was there before me lost over 100 pounds.
Wow.
In 1 year.
Good for him.
Doing the fight fit, so.
Wow. Well, it does burn a lot of calories because you're doing a lot of strength training and cardio at the same time.
Well, my arms were, like, rock solid afterwards. But I made a little workout playlist on my iPod, so next time I go in, maybe I'll ask him if I can put that on.
Yeah.
So, because it'll get me going.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. And one of the songs is Florence and the Machine, Kiss with a Fist.
Nice.
It's pretty good. It's like old school. And I thought that was pretty funny. I'm like, well, that's got to go on there. So that's what I learned. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that if you've got a brand or business, sell it. Because if a customer comes in and is interested in your business, sell up your business, because that's the way you get people. That's the way you get clients.
Yeah.
Because I went, my husband and I, after we went downtown for sushi one day, and it's been a while since I have had the ability to go out and eat at restaurants without having a lot of anxiety. So this is a new thing for me. And one of the places that we go, I'm starting to get comfortable with, because it's like the second time that we went.
Yes.
So afterwards, I was like, because we've been kind of thinking of joining a gym fitness place. And there's one, and I'm not going to name it, but we went in, and they didn't really, you know, sell us the place. And we were kind of disappointed, because it was a place that was closer to home. And so I was kind of miffed at the same time, because they're like, it costs this much and this much, and for this, you know, and I was like, okay. And that was it. They just told us how much it was. They didn't show us around the place or anything like that. They didn't tell us anything about their club or, you know,
what they offer, like workout programs.
You know, or personal trainers or anything like that.
Aww.
And I was just like, you know what? If you want to sell your business to a client, you gotta sell yourself.
Yeah.
And you made me feel like I really was not worth your time. So guess what? You don't get my business.
Yeah.
You don't get my money. So that really annoys me. You know, just because I'm a person who's out of shape and really needs to get into shape and whatnot and so forth, maybe I'm not your ideal client, but I, you know, could have had money to spend at your club, and yeah. Oh, well,
too bad for you.
Yeah.
It's
a pretty woman moment, yeah. So we're really thinking of the why.
Yeah.
Because...
And they have a pool.
Because when we went to the Y, like, they took an hour out of their time to, like, show us around take us into the dressing rooms and, you know, tell us what kind of programs they had. And it was awesome, you know? So, anyways. So, just, you know, FYI. Putting it out there. FYI.
Yeah.
If you want to sell your business and get clients, you really need to, you know, treat every customer that comes in as if they're going to be your best customer. At least that's the way that I feel as a potential customer.
Or as a business, you're the best at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be here. So I'm going to show you all the reasons why you should be here.
Yeah. So on to new stuff.
On to new stuff, or you had me at yarn?
We can do either or. How about you had me at yarn then?
Okay.
Okay, so why don't you go first? Because you had...
Desert Vista Dye Works, because I've been mentioning her all day. She has... If they kill Rick, if they kill Daryl, if they kill Carol, and now she came out with if they kill Michonne.
Which they can't.
No. My husband would cry rivers.
Yeah.
If they killed Michonne. But, I want that one too. And the other one that I would like, I found on Etsy. And... I was looking at fiber because, you know, I've been, like, in a spinning thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I found, and she's from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and it's Firefly Fiber Arts.
I like that name.
I know, and she's got roving and rolags, but she also has these luxury fiber fun buns, and the color I like is Before the Storm by the Lake.
Oh, that's pretty.
And they're little, like, braids of fiber in little bun form.
Fun buns!
So you can pick up a bun and spin a bun, right?
Oh, that's cute.
So they're very cute, and I like all the stormy bits and the clouds, and then there's yellow and pink.
Oh, yeah, the yellow and pink is, like, really subtle, because it's mostly white and blue and black.
And black. So,
oh,
I liked those. And she has other things, too. And I like that she's from Canada.
Yes, we love our Canadian dyers.
And she's got braids of fiber and little rolags and poonies.
What's the difference between a rolag and a poonie?
A rolag is, like, they're bigger.
Okay.
And a poonie is, like, really compacted, like, tiny, tiny.
Oh, okay.
Tight. So, and she's got some stitch markers, and, oh, see, there's some more fun buns. Ooh, look at that one. Sea glass.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, fun buns. I like those.
Yeah, the sea glass is, like, gold and blue.
And bronze.
Bronze.
And a little bit of, like, seafoam green.
Mm-hmm.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Firefly Fiber Arts on Etsy. And we will have a link.
So check them out. Support our Canadian dyers.
She's got orifice hooks, too, for spinning wheels.
Awesome.
So lots of fun things.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you? What had you at yarn?
Well, I didn't know... You know, I haven't really been looking at a lot of yarn. So I went to No Makers this morning, because we haven't mentioned them in a while, and I decided I really liked her Hermione colorway, which, you know, of course, is sold out at the moment. hopefully she'll have it back in stock by the time this airs, but you never know. But it is her fingering sock yarn in Hermione, because, like, I'm a big Hermione fan of the Harry Potter fandom, the Harry Potter books. And it really does look like Hermione from the Prisoner of Azkaban movies, with her pink hoodie.
Yes.
And because it's brown and white and pink.
Yeah, and wasn't she wearing, like, brown cords or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or her brown hair, you know.
Yeah, it's super cute and very Hermione-esque.
It is, it is. And it's $23 US, so that's good. And you can get different sock yarn bases for it, which she describes
in the drop down list.
In the drop down list. And
oh, there's a little check marks.
Yeah. And the like, I love how her website is set up. I've always loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Hermione by Gnome Acres. And
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what about new stuff? What did you get?
New stuff. Well, I got a new maxi skirt from Giant Tiger. Giant Tiger here in Canada is like your, I don't know what they would have it in comparison down in the States, but it's like a bargain brand type of
department store.
Yeah. Where, it's like on, sometimes they get stuff in that's been, overstocked by another store.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't always have it again.
Yeah, I like Giant Tiger.
I like Giant Tiger a lot. And it's a lot of fun to shop there. So I got a nice black jersey knit fiber, like, maxi skirt. So for my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my August Ipsy makeup bag.
Ooh!
And there was a lot of nice, nice little things in there, because I belong to Ipsy, which is a monthly subscription to get different
makeup samples
and sometimes even full makeup.
I know.
Because I got like a full bronzer in the previous bag.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which I'll probably just use as eyeshadow because I don't really use bronzer.
Yeah.
I'm a pale, pale person.
Okay, I got all
pretty
bronze from walking out.
From walking around, yeah. What new stuff do you have?
I have a few new things.
Okay.
First of all, I was watching the Minerva Turkey Knits podcast, and she's a filthy enabler.
Yes,
that's
she
Shannon.
Is.
She's super cute, and she's a filthy enabler. And she went to the Super Summer Knit Together, hosted by the Knit Girls. And she came back with this sock soap from Tuft Woolens. And you can find them at tuftwoolens.com. And she has sock soap, so it's like wool wash in bar form. She's also got, like, actual person wash in the same sense. And she's got these little twist-up moisturizing bars.
Oh, cool.
That come in a little twist-up container.
Yeah.
And I actually got one of those, too.
Oh.
I got the moisturizer in honey vanilla.
Mmm.
No. It was vanilla almond. I'm sorry. But all of her stuff has, like, actual natural lanolin in it.
Ooh.
So it's extra moisturizing, luxurious.
Nice.
So I got the vanilla almond moisturizing bar, but I also got a bar of her sock soap, and that's in the scent Black Orchid.
It's really nice.
So good. And I blocked my brickless shawl that has been since, like, before then, it was previously unblocked, so it was super curly.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's nice and blocked, and I'm sniffing it right now. And it smells like the Black Orchid, and it is so nice. It's very subtle. It's not punch you in the face smell, but it's Oh, it's lovely to have right next to your skin. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna keep checking back at her site, because the scent that Shannon got in her goodie bag from Tuft Woolens was blueberry lemonade.
Oh.
And they have the body wash bar in the blueberry lemonade, but I kind of want the sock soap.
Yeah.
In the blueberry lemonade. So I'm gonna keep checking back for that. And it's pretty affordable. The big block of sock soap was $7.25 US.
That's good.
So it was pretty good.
Because it's a big, big...
It is a big block. And she gave me a little sample, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I have that one up at home in my little yarn bag that I keep by my bed. Like, if I want to put something that I'm working on, I put it beside my bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that in there, and it smells nice. And then I did get another Turkish spindle from Turtle Maid, mm-hmm, on Etsy, and it's her 3D printed standard size Turkish spindle, and I have one already in the black and pink. This one I got seafoam and purple.
Yeah.
So, and the good thing about these is you can take apart the arms and the middle, and you can interchange them with the other colors.
Oh, cool.
So, like, next time if I wanted to and the spindles are bare, I can have, like, one arm pink, one arm purple, and, like, the middle black. And then on the other one, it could have the seafoam.
That's shaft. Cool, yeah.
So, I really like the interchangeability and having some funky colors.
Yeah.
Even though I do love a nice wooden spindle,
mm-hmm,
these are pretty fun. And they, when you spin them, they spin forever. And there's virtually, like, I think it only backspun once, and that was just barely. So,
that's awesome.
And Mom and I went to Stitch in Jordan, and she had some needles that I ordered. The Knitter's Pride Carbons double points.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a set of those in 2.25. But she had this, she had Madeline Tosh, the new base. It's twist light, so it's a sock weight. It's 75% superwash merino and 25% nylon. So I know Madeline Tosh has their Tosh sock, but that's 100% superwash merino.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no nylon in it. This has nylon. And I got one skein in the colorway, and I believe it's chicory. And it's browns and teals and light blue.
It's really pretty.
It's just beautiful. And I'm thinking these might become the 100 Acre Woods socks from the Socktopus book.
Oh, yeah.
My mom gave me a really beautiful teal color of the Madeline Tosh Tosh sock,
mm-hmm,
but because this has nylon in it,
mm-hmm,
I might save the pretty teal for a shawl.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And have the nylon durability in the socks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing, I actually won a pattern on Instagram.
Yay!
And that was from Irish Girly Knits. I won a pattern called Blue Lake Springs Shawlette, and it's very pretty. I might even use the teal for that shawlette.
Yeah, that's a good
Blue
idea.
Blue Lake, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so thank you very much to Irish Girly Knits for having that little contest.
Yay! I love the Instagram contests.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Still trying to get something from Skein Cocaine.
Oh, yes. Her giveaways are always epic.
And they're always so popular, too.
Oh, if you win one, it's like winning the yarn lottery.
Yeah.
She just has so many beautiful things in her giveaways. So, now on to what we've been reading, watching, and listening to.
Well, I have read a really good book. It's a vampire-based book and it's an MM romance, so it's a gay romance, and it's called Stripped with a Vampire, and it's by Jack Skerran, and it was such a good book. Like, unfortunately, the cover and the name of the book don't really do it justice.
It seems more smutty.
It does, but it's actually like the story. Like, she did some research of some Aztec culture and Welsh fairy tale culture and that sort of thing, and integrated it into her story. Like, it was really, really good. I enjoyed it so much that I'm reading it again.
Oh, nice.
And
that's always good.
Yeah, so I kind of took a little, you know, break from reading Diana Gabaldon. Mm-hmm. And so I'm reading that. I'm also reading Four by Veronica Roth, which is what you had lent me.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking I need to read Mockingbird. Mockingjay, because the last installment of the Hunger Games series is going to be in movie form, I think in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I cannot wait.
Go. Yeah, we've got a little lineup going on. I'm when I say dragged, I mean not really dragged, mm-hmm. but I'm being taken to go see Crimson Peak.
Oh, yeah, by Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy wants to go see Crimson Peak so bad. She can hardly wait.
Maybe I'll go with you guys, yes. and you can sit between us, and we'll protect you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to cover my eyes for the whole thing. Tell me when the booty shot comes on. No.
And then maybe we'll have my husband so he can protect all of us from the big bad ghosts.
Yeah, oh, it looks so creepy, but I mean, you have to go. It's got Hiddleston in it.
Mm-hmm. And it's got Charlie Hunnam in it as well.
Oh, that's
and he was
right.
in Pacific Rim, and which you may know him from, but he was also Jax and Jax. In Sons of Anarchy.
I've never really gotten
into And I've Sons never really watched it either, but he's also the new PB for my new character in my RP game.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so it's going to be Crimson Peak, then Mockingjay, and then Sherlock at the theater.
Ah!
So it's going to be pretty good.
It's going to be pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good. And where were we going with this?
I don't know. Tom Hiddleston's butt kind of took over my brain.
You wanted to watch read Mockingjay.
Read Mockingjay, yeah, because, like, the last movie's coming out, and I want to, you know. And if I don't, well, then I've seen the whole series without reading the books.
Yeah.
Kind of like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because I never...
What?
I still haven't read Lord of the Rings. I've read The Hobbit. And so I read The Hobbit before I've seen the movies, but I never read Lord of the Rings before seeing the movies. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. So that's why I kind of love Lord of the Rings, because it was... I experienced it without reading the books, because I know a lot of book nerds are like, don't like the Lord of the Rings movies.
They would have bludgeoned you with the... Well, I'm not... They left
no one will know.
They left a couple things out.
They did, and it's understandable why Jackson had to do that. But we could just totally turn this into a whole other podcast.
Okay. Yeah. So you were reading...
So I was reading Stripped with a Vampire by Jack Skerran.
Mm-hmm. And you were reading Four. And you wanted to read Mockingjay.
Yeah. Have you been reading anything lately?
I'm still trying to get through To All the Boys I Loved Before by Jenny Han.
Yeah.
I don't do a whole lot of reading.
No. Like I said on the last podcast, you do more knitting in the evening than I do the reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I've been reading. What have you been watching?
Well, not only will I have been watching Fear the Walking Dead, because it premieres tonight.
Yeah, my husband and I are going to be fighting over the TV too. But go ahead. Yeah.
And I've also been watching with Mom on PBS The Great British Bake Off.
Ooh.
And they just did the first season. And you would not believe some of the things that they had to do. They had to make phyllo dough from scratch.
What?
I
That's
know.
Hard.
It was so crazy. Just, I was like, they really test their skills.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And I can't remember her name, but the woman won. Spoilers. But she was an older woman. I think her name was Nancy. I can't remember. But anyways, she won, and I was like really, really pleased because it was either between her or the young guy that I was cheering for. And but it's really, I like the Great British Bake Off because it not only does it test a person's skills, but the hosts are hilarious. And like one of the competitions, they were, you know, standing by and eating the cast offs from
things
that people were baking. It's like, okay, this didn't work out, so I'll just put this aside because it's garbage anyways. And they were just, you know, coming along and eating them. And, oh, it was funny. And the judges are good. They're hard, but they're fair. And it's not very kitschy like some of the
Food Network ones?
The American based
gimmicks.
It's not very gimmicky at all. So it feels like an honest competition.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't a lot for show. So season 2 is going to be starting in September.
Oh, that's cool.
In the UK, they've already done 6 seasons.
What?
So PBS here in Canada and the US had just picked them up. Oh, we're always behind the BBC.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to British shows.
Yeah. And they just finished filming season 6 of Downton.
I know!
Oh, Downton!
I know! I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot of tears on the set. Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn it.
I know. I can't wait. That's going to premiere in January.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might have to get stuff together for another Downton Cal or contest of some sort.
Of some sort, yeah.
Yeah, because that was fun last time we did that. I liked doing that. So I've been watching a lot of WWE still. And tonight, actually, is SummerSlam in New York City.
And that's a big thing.
Oh, it's a big to-do. It's a big to-do. It's, like, one of the bigger ones. Like, you have your smaller ones, like Battleground or Hell in a Cell. But you got, like, WrestleMania and Royal Rumble and SummerSlam. Those are, like, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, remember last episode I told you the Undertaker?
Yes.
Came back. So Brock Lesnar and the Undertaker are going head to head. Seth Rollins, who broke John Cena's nose.
Yes.
They're going head to head for a winner take all match because John Cena is the US champion and Seth Rollins is the World Heavyweight Champion. So whoever wins tonight wins both titles.
Wow.
Yeah. Roman Reigns and my favorite Dean Ambrose are doing a tag team match against Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Okay.
So which should be very interesting. And there's a Divas Triple Threat match. And that's going to be really good because the Divas have really stepped it up.
Yeah.
I really like a lot of them. And, there's a couple more that I'm forgetting. I can't wait for the Undertaker Brock Lesnar.
I'm sure a lot of people are anticipating that.
And I really kind of hope that Seth Rollins doesn't win and that John Cena wins. But I can't see him losing, because he's such a weasel. I can't see him losing. Like, the last time we saw him in a title match was up against Brock Lesnar, and he was basically getting thrown around like a rag doll, and there was, the ref was just about to do a three count, everything went dark, and the Undertaker came out, and Seth was nowhere to be seen, right? So it was the Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. Seth is taking credit for surviving against Brock Lesnar.
Oh my gosh.
If it wasn't for the Undertaker,
he would have been smooshed.
He would have been, like, broken. Like, snapped in half. Like, anyway. So that's tonight. SummerSlam's tonight, and it's going to be good. And I'm really hoping that Roman and Dean do well in their tag team match, and that Dean doesn't turn against him. Like, I've heard rumors.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't want Dean to turn against Roman. Because they're, like, Roman has said on numerous occasions that they're brothers, that they're, like, family. And I don't want the writers to say, hey, you're gonna betray Roman. I'm like, oh no, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Because I like Dean being the crazy pants, snubs his thumb in the authority's face, and but he's still a good guy, like everyone likes him kind of thing. But if he goes and, you know, basically sells out against Roman, I don't know, I'm just not going to like it. I'll still like him, but I won't like it.
Yeah.
The situation.
I guess you're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. But I'm liking that the Undertaker's back.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
He's awesome. He's actually, I think he's almost 60 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And for him to still be like this dominant force.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So it's on at 8 o'clock tonight, and it's a 4-hour event. So, like, right smack dab in the middle of it, there's going to be Fear the Walking Dead, and then my husband and I will have to fight it out.
And you're going to have your own SummerSlam.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a SummerSlam tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've got a DVR, so we can record. Well, he'll record both.
Yeah.
But if needs be, I can watch some of it tomorrow night. But yeah,
just no spoilers.
No spoilers. And we did pick up at Costco, we picked up Divergent and Insurgent.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch those.
Yeah, I watched Insurgent the other day with my mom.
Oh yeah.
And so we've seen it, and it was good. Yeah. We enjoyed it.
I can't guarantee I can hold out, because I kind of want to watch them.
Yeah. Oh, no problem.
See how they.
Originally, we had planned to watch them together, but I.
Yeah, okay.
Totally. Go ahead, because then we can talk about Divergent.
Yay!
And Theo James, hottie, hottie, hottie.
Oh. And then, what are you listening to, hon?
I've been listening to just basically the top 40. I haven't really been listening to anything new. Oh, well, I have been, listening to, and you're gonna laugh, but Selena Gomez's new
single.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Well, you might laugh at me.
Oh, I won't laugh at you. But, yeah, it's this, like, really kind of sexy tune, and it's, kind of been in my head, and I cannot remember the name of it, but, oh, I think it's called Good For You.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Good To You?
Good To You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been in my head, too.
Oh,
so
there you
don't
go.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's catchy.
It is.
So,
it is.
So, yeah. My husband was kind of making fun of me the other day. He's like, why are you watching this? I was like, it's a good song. Because I was watching it on YouTube.
No judgy.
No judgy.
Go away.
Yeah.
It's a free country.
He just loves to tease me, that's all.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching just a couple podcasts on my lunches. It got really busy at work, and I only really have time to listen to or watch podcasts on my lunch. So I've been watching Minerva Turkey and The Fat Squirrel, and that's pretty much it.
Uh-huh.
But I have been listening to the radio when I go to work, in the car, and when I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the songs that's got me is Cool for the Summer.
Yes!
By Demi Lovato. I downloaded
that song so hard.
And that's on I put that on my workout playlist, too.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I gotta do that.
Upbeat parts, and then the downtime parts. And it's actually one of the official songs for SummerSlam.
Oh, cool.
So,
well, there you go.
Yeah. And then I did download Dean Ambrose's theme music.
Oh, you did?
It's called Retaliation.
Oh.
Like, yeah. And I added that to my workout playlist, too.
Okay, cool. Inspiring.
Yes. Yes. Especially since he does a kind of boxing-based workout as well. Like, he's like, I don't go in for all this, you know, newfound, fangled gym stuff, you know? It's like, give me a hot, sweaty gym where I can hit things, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Because they did this body series kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would take a wrestler and say, well, what do you do to keep in shape kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And Seth Rollins does the CrossFit.
Yeah.
And
that I did know after watching Extreme Weight Loss.
Yeah. And that's what my cousin does, actually.
Is the CrossFit?
Yeah, the CrossFit and karate.
Ah.
And Nikki and Brie Bella do bar class. It's like the ballet bar.
Oh, okay.
And they do exercises based on that.
Okay.
And what Dean does is he just goes and he does the speed bag and the heavy bag and he finds whatever's in the gym, and he works out with that.
Cool.
Like, he doesn't go on all the machines or anything.
No.
And he does the planks and the burpees and the push-ups.
I hate burpees. Oh, my God. I hate them so much. It's like, whoever created this exercise, burpees, you should just be shot.
Sadist.
Exactly.
But, yeah, he does all that. Like, he, instead of those machines, he took the ends off of a barbell.
Yeah, just the weights.
And, yeah, he took the weight off one end and put it in the corner of the room, and he had the weight on the top, so he was moving it from one shoulder to another.
Yeah.
And going like that, and leaning in. So
sounds like he does a lot of weight training.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why I have his music on my workout thing.
Cool.
That, and he's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's what we've been doing, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to hear what you guys have been doing. So come to our Ravelry group and join up.
Yeah.
And
join along the fun.
Yeah. And there's going to be chats and whatever you're watching. And there's always a thread open for the episode.
Yes.
To chat. So if you want to ask us questions about anything that's happened in the episode, go right ahead.
Yeah.
And I know there's been a little bit of activity in our show off soapbox. Lena, who won the Lavinia Swire package that we gave away.
Mm-hmm.
She made those gorgeous socks.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Amazing, Lena.
Amazing. They're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you've won anything from us and want to show off what you've made with it, go for it. And,
And we'll probably talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. Because those socks are gorgeous, man.
Yeah.
Wow. But and you can always get us on Instagram, too. Val is Stitches and Curls, and I'm Kitty Van Cat.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. So, until next time.
Keep knitting. Keep crocheting. Have
keep
fun.
Cool.
Keep cool.
Fall's a-coming.
Yes.
Don't worry. Knit fast, die warm.
Fit not, yeah. So take care, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.